I'm going to play for you a couple of other clips here. We already heard a clip where we had this attorney, my attorney, say that what he knew the judge was doing, and this guy was Judge Silver, he was committing a felony. It was that same Judge Silver that retired after I submitted the evidence, tape recordings that I had. You see, the reason why these guys got themselves in such a pickle is because when they called my corporate offices, it announced to people that they were being recorded. Well, all these attorneys that I was utilizing at that time, I went through, I think it was 8 attorneys. One attorney would take $20,000 from me. I'd go to the next attorney because the attorney that took $20,000 from me, he didn't want to go ahead and challenge, the local other attorney. Go to the next attorney. Next attorney says, "Oh, I'll take care of these guys for you. Yeah, I'll take care of these guys for you." And you know, attorneys, when they meet with you, they size you up. They size you up to about how much money they're going to be able to get out of you. How much are you behind that eight ball? Or like, you know, inside of my case, and how much money you got? Like inside of my case, you know, I come across as a pretty precarious type of guy, maybe a loudmouth to them, right? And they say, "Hey, this guy here, you know, he's got a nice suit on, or, you know, he's worth $5,000 or 5 or 10. They usually hit me for a $5,000 or $10,000 retainer. For you, they might hit you for more or they might hit you for less. But they got a sixth sense exactly how much they can drain from you. So that next attorney you go to, and you tell him about the woes and toes and rows of what happened to you. And he goes, money, money, money. Then what he does, the first call he makes is that attorney you just got rid of. And he calls him and says, "Hey, Roy, Loretta here. I just want to know, how's this guy fixed for cash, you know? Can we go ahead and, like, you know, how much can I go ahead and stretch him out for? How much patience has he got?" Then that second attorney takes that money from you. And then she whammies you just like the first one did. In fact, let me play you a conversation that I had with the second attorney.
That there's probably a good old boys group frequently the attorneys call them.
Yeah.
And they're the people who have been practicing around here for years and years. And Roy, while Roy's not necessarily a part of that group because he tends to alienate a lot of the lawyers around here, the Horan law firm certainly has a lot of them that are part of that good old boys group.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be an uphill battle with them, but I don't think there's a one of them that doesn't think that I'm willing to take on the battle.
Or lay down for them.
That's probably the best I can tell you.
That's fine. And you feel very good about the points on this litigation, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And,
yes, I do.
You think we'll at least go get the property?
Yes,
right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, while I'm packing my bags, being forced out of my home with my mother that was 86 years old, about ready to go through a operation for stomach cancer, her famous last words, "Oh yeah, you'll be able to get the property." This woman, her name is Loretta, was my second attorney, and after I paid her $7,000, what she did was she backstabbed me because that law firm she mentioned, the Horan law firm, they were the ones that were on the other side. They were the ones, one of the men there, is the ones that I caught suborning perjury and hiding documents. And guess who used to be partners with the main man from that law firm? Can you people guess? Ding-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. Judge Richard Silver.